Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
See, now I just want to, now I can't stop talking. All right, DZ, today's Am I the Jerk involves DZ and if he's the jerk.
It doesn't have to involve me. It really doesn't.
Well, it does, though, because you did it to yourself. And then, you know, let's get into it.
All right, fine.
Come on, you're back in the studio. It's our first day back since vacation.
Correct.
And, of course, we've done something wrong. So what is it, DZ? Because you're the jerk.
I don't even know if it's wrong, but I'm just, okay.
Tell the story.
It's our first day back from vacation. It's my first day back in the studio in real life from the past 6 weeks after having had knee surgery.
Welcome back to you and Brett.
Facts. But the reality is I cannot drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on crutches. I still got a brace. I'm still under heavy restrictions. I can't put a lot of weight on my leg yet. Mm-hmm. I'm cleared to do more, but I'm still not cleared to do enough. I can't do stairs. I can't drive. And I can't be extended periods of times doing too much with my leg.
It's amazing to me how many people still go, what did he have done? And I'm like, he had a I can't even say the word anymore.
Osteochondral allograft.
Yeah. I said he had cartilage. My mom the other day asked me again. I go, Mom, we've talked about this. He had cartilage and bone from a donor put into his knee to see if he could regenerate the knee. That's what I was trying to say, regenerate.
Yep, yep.
Regenerate the knee to grow back, but so he didn't have to have a knee replacement at 32 years old.
Instead of thinking osteochondral allograft, like a doctor, think partial tiny knee transplant.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I had.
And it's from just use in sports and overuse and blah, blah, blah.
Wear and tear.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, there is no set thing. Like, I don't have like some degenerative bone disease, knock on wood, that I know of, right?
Thank God.
But it's a long road to recovery, and part of the recovery is not being able to drive. It's been 6 weeks, and I'm probably not driving for at least another 3 to 6 weeks.
Damn.
Yeah.
So
when waking up this morning, I had the unfortunate pleasure of having to wake up my wife and our two boys to drive me at 4 or 5 in the morning.
And I had said, DZ, I'm happy to come get you in Bayview. My kids are asleep. They don't care whether they're at my house or not. I'm happy to get up early and drive to Bayview and bring you here. I'll even take you home. And then you said,
nah, bro, it's cool. You know, it's our sacrifice. We got to make it.
But what you really meant was, I don't want to be late.
No, and I said that jokingly, bro. All jokes aside.
I didn't.
All jokes aside.
No, but seriously.
You offered. Other friends have offered.
So they have. Other people have offered to bring you to work.
I could Uber, realistically, right?
Sure.
I can't drive myself, bring myself. I'm not medically cleared to do so.
Yeah.
And rather than accepting the help or taking an Uber, I went, baby, if you don't get up with these boys, throw a couple snacks in the car, come drop me off, man.
Because your wife is on summer break. She's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
She's a third grade teacher. So Aaron is not working right now and can get up and bring you to work, but she has to then put your 1- and 3-year-old in the car,
two
you jerk.
2 and 4.
You jerk. They're not yet.
Not yet.
1 and 3. Stop trying to sell it. and make it older.
They're a little older. They're
two or four. They're 1 and 3, and you're a jerk, okay? So wait, is the question, is DZ the jerk for making his wife drive him and not somebody else?
I guess
what?
So. Yeah, realistically.
Because technically, you could work from home, but it's not the same.
It's not. It is not the same.
It's not the same.
And that's what we've been doing the past couple weeks, because I've been on air. No, I am live in person in the studio. Are if you drive to the station.
Are you going crazy when you're at home, though? Are you okay?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Being able to be on air helps, right? Because part of the problem is what stresses me out is not being able to do things with my family, not being able to help my wife throughout the day with the boys or whatever we're doing, right? She's gung-ho, got the whole load on her back right now because I can't do much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then again, I add another thing to her plate and go, hey, will you also wake up during your vacation and when the boys are actually sleeping and wake them up out of bed and get me to work rather than just me accepting a ride from anybody else or taking a car
you
service?
You pulled up this morning. I pulled up at the same time as you guys, and Aaron was driving and the babies were in the back, and it was 5 a.m. and I was like, hi, babies. Come on in, DZ.
Everybody was in PJs but me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm now thinking, Tog, was that the right move?
I mean, that was fine.
My
it was
wife,
the first day.
My
you
wife
wanted
is
your
definitely
wife.
Open to it. She's like, I'll drive you. I don't care. If this is me, us asking her, she says I'm not the jerk. But this doesn't define, am I the jerk? She's going, I don't care, but this is because she's my wife.
Her opinion does matter. And so you're saying she doesn't mind.
She doesn't mind.
So that does matter.
Our kids wake up early anyway, but that doesn't mean she has to wake up at the crack of dawn with me and the boys.
Somebody said DZ's definitely the jerk, especially since you offered to get him and drop him off. Sorry, DZ. Ashley from Milwaukee.
I'm willing to hear it. I want to understand because I'm conflicted. I wouldn't say I'm calling myself the jerk, but I could see why somebody would say so.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, jerk, why wake up the babies? I don't think you guys care, do you?
No.
I mean, they're up anyway, and you're like, it doesn't bug you guys. You're that family.
They wake up early. We're early risers.
Just like you'd have them at a party if you were still with the family at 11 p.m., right? Because I know you,
they're
right?
Early risers and late sleepers. They're
like,
Latino.
Woo!
They're Latino. How
That's
about
what
that?
I needed you to say. Thank you. I'm like, these kids are fine, okay? They don't mind. They just go with the flow.
But the truth is, my wife is on vacation. Our boys have no reason to get up. I'm the only purpose or only reason that they're on purpose getting up in the morning to come out.
Let's be real. I am finally at a position in my life, the single mom, where I can drive and pick you up and not have to worry about my own kids anymore because my kids are now old enough. So I have no stress in the morning like you do, like I used to.
Oh, I'm the stress.
So, you're the. No, I'm you're gonna not.
I'd add an hour to your day to even come get
40
me
minutes.
On the other side of town.
40 minutes. I'd get a coffee and enjoy the ride. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. There's no traffic at 5 a.m.
You'd be surprised. Coming out of Bayview, a lot of blue collar out that way.
Well, then maybe I really do need to pull up.
Allie's going to pick me up for principal
hey,
alone.
Hey, boys.
Nah, but straight up, I'm open to all answers at this rate because I don't know.
Okay, 414-533-1037. We are back. It is Am I the Jerk? And DZ wants to know if he's the jerk for letting Aaron drive him this morning because they got the babies up, his wife got up, and everybody drove you to work.
Loaded the car
even though
up
I ASAP. Offered and other people offered.
So many people offered. And I said no to everybody because my family's my family and they're going to take care of me. But there's more than my family besides just my wife and kids, right? Well, it's the extended.
Okay. All right. DZ can take it. Is he the jerk for waking everybody up but me?
Be nice. Be nice, y'all.
But me, the one who's already awake, by the way.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, if you missed it, DZ wants to know if he's the jerk for making his wife get up this morning and drive him all the way to the radio station 20 minutes away from their house and get the babies up as well, because he just wanted her to, I guess.
We live in Bayview. The radio station is not. Ergo, Hell's Corners with my family at 5 a.m.
But I offered to drive. Other people offered to drive and get them.
Uber has cars that'll
Uber,
come pick me up.
I mean, don't think I won't try to expense it. They won't pay, but I'll try, DZ.
I'll try it. Listen.
But we got to go to the phones because I have no idea which way everyone's going to go this morning. Should we start with the woman we saw in the Oak Creek 4th of July parade? I want to start with her
we
first.
We saw a lot of women in the Oak Creek 4th
of July
parade.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Parade.
My bad.
A lot of guys,
well,
too.
She's one of our only regulars from Oak Creek, Julie in Oak Creek, baby.
Hey.
Only appropriate that I pull her up first.
Captain at OC.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, first of all, let me say one thing, DZ. When we passed Julie, she was like, what's up? You're so chill on the radio. You're such a
she
like
came a big barking.
She was like a fireball
I
person. Julie, girl, what's up?
What's up? Good morning.
Hey, girl, and you're a redhead. I was, and you're pretty. I was like, what up, girl? girl.
Yeah,
no prob. So, Julie, is DZ, now that I've gassed you up, is DZ the jerk?
Yeah. What up? What you gonna say now, huh?
No, really. Is he the jerk for making his wife drive him this morning?
Everybody's saying yeah in the text, honestly.
They are?
Yes. Nobody said not the jerk.
Dang.
I'm actually going to go with not the jerk.
Really?
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yes.
Well, you're on an island. We gassed her up enough. She was like, I can't say jerk now.
Anna from Milwaukee said not the jerk. If she didn't want to, she wouldn't do it. Well, that's not true.
It is true.
It is true, Aaron. Fair enough.
If she didn't want to, she wouldn't.
DZ's wife, Aaron, would not drive. That's fair. Okay.
This is fair.
Yeah. That's what I think as well. I think if Aaron would have said, yeah, no, you're on your own. Figure it out. I think DZ would have been fine. He would have said, okay, I got it.
True.
Yeah,
touche.
Not the jerk.
Okay. Well, somebody texted in and said, switch days between Allie and his wife. We're not looking for your solutions.
No.
I just need you to tell me if DZ's the jerk.
We don't need solutions. Ew. We're not fixing problems here. What?
Hello. We'd rather have more problems.
Duh. Have you not heard the show?
Julie, thanks for saying hi at the Oak Creek 4th of July parade. Love ya.
Love you, too. Great seeing you guys.
You
great
too.
Seeing you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for not calling me the jerk. The Venmo's in the inbox.
Dude, there's nothing better than honestly, you know, seeing our regulars in person for the first time. And it was like that with Julie in Oak Creek, I'll tell you, DZ. I'm still shocked. All right, let's go to Betty in Waukesha. Hi, Betty.
Good morning. Good
morning, Betty.
DZ's back in the studio. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Thank you, Betty.
And we're back from vacation. Yeah. It's July 14th, everybody. We're here.
We active.
It's Monday. Hello.
I don't know how we got here, but good morning.
Is DZ the jerk? Seriously.
DZ is not the jerk.
I got two?
This never happens. Come on.
Everybody's being nice because I came back.
You paid everybody, didn't you?
Don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, there is, think about it, when you've had surgery or you're sick or anything serious, there's a certain vulnerability, right?
Yeah.
And you just want to be with the people you're comfortable with.
And he's never had surgery before. This was DZ's first surgery, this knee surgery he had. So this is a big, big, and this kind of recovery is like, DZ, most surgeries, like you've seen mine, you're out in like a day.
Yeah.
Yours is not like
it's
that.
It's not like that.
No.
Big surgery for a first surgery. Mm-hmm. Y'all aren't wrong, and Betty ain't wrong either. It's about the comfort in it. Partly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the first day back.
It is the first day back.
So you want to feel that safety.
True that.
She's not wrong, because think about it.
Not the jerk.
Well, of course you're going to say she's not wrong. She's not wrong. Of course he's going to say
her back
she's
up.
Not wrong.
Betty, the bank statement is in your account. Yes, ma'am.
Wait, let me read this one. This is a good one. DZ's definitely a jerk. Poor kids. Did that change your mind at all, Betty?
I didn't even see that text.
What is it? Those kids were going to be up anyway. I know. My kids are up at the crack of dawn.
Oh,
my
I know.
Kids were going to be up.
Oh, they find you at 6 a.m. Trust me. When they're 1 and 3. Please. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Betty. Have a great day.
You guys too.
Bye.
How'd you get two not the jerks already?
I texted my friends to call.
And told them to name themselves regulars to pretend like they're actually somebody else.
Yeah, Betty's actually Becca. And then the last caller wasn't Julie, it was Ree. The homies pulled up for me.
It was your friends. Fine. Well, we have another regular on the phone, and I don't know which way she's going to go. So let me pull up her theme song. Hi, Lisa in West Dallas, a.k.a. Stallywood, she calls it. Girl.
Good morning.
We're back. You're supposed to go, yay!
Really, though.
Yay!
Thank you.
It's a little late.
So rude.
Hey.
God.
I'm saying.
Oh, I listen all the time. I just might be MIA sometimes.
Fine. All right. He got two not the jerks. Which way are you going, Lisa?
Come on.
Oh, man. What do those wedding vows say, DZ? Through better and worse, through thick and through thin?
Yeah. Through knee surgery or not. I remember saying that. Yeah.
Not the jerk.
That's good. Sweet, baby,
unbelievable.
The PayPal has hit your account. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Everybody getting paid.
You know what? If DZ was the pilot, he'd be playing this right now.
You felt it in my heart, because that's what it felt like, yeah.
It felt like you won a contest, didn't you?
And guess who's driving me tomorrow now?
Oh, hell no. Aaron, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was really funny till now. Now everyone feels bad for day two.
Look what just started, y'all. You created a monster.
Everyone's running on adrenaline on the first day. Just wait till tomorrow.
Facts, though. You're not wrong about that.
Man.
You really aren't wrong about that.
All right, fine. All right. You know what? Not the jerk.
Sweep.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa and Stallywood.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Appreciate you, too.
We're about to give away State Fair tickets anyway to your hood, so maybe you'll win them.
Love me the fair. Can't say I don't.
We all
That's
do.
When you live there.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Lisa.
Bye.
So there you go. How did you do that?
I have no idea. Can I be honest?
I don't know how you did that either.
Not a clue, because the text gave me every indication that I was about to be the jerk on my first day back. I for
I don't
real,
know how you did that.
I don't know. Won't he do it? Because like, I know it wasn't me.
Unbelievable.
Won't he do it?
Well, you are officially not the jerk today, but I will still come get you anytime, okay?
All right, appreciate
don't,
you.
Don't even hesitate, DZ. I understand that you don't want to inconvenience everyone, but you need to chill out and just let me come. Even if we have to switch it up, I'll do a few days, she'll do a few days. Maybe you work from home a day.
Get a carpool.
You do like these corporate people do, where you work 2 days in the office and then you act like you're working the other three, but you're not. You know what I'm talking about?
Friday seems like a good day to work from home.
See, exactly.
Allie's like, wait, hold on.
I'm like, yeah, that's what you thought. I'll come get you, because I know how that goes.
Fridays, I'm getting your behind,
boy. Oh, you work from home, people. We know about you.
No, honestly, thank you. I appreciate being not the jerk. This
not
is great.
The jerk, and your wife can drive you. Shelby in Oak Creek, the girl at the parade with the blue dress yelling at DZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I texted in like a crazy person. She said, DZ isn't the jerk. I was a military spouse with young children. If my husband needed something on base, I would be there doing everything. So there you go.
Radio is kind of like the military, you know? It's
it
a
is?
War zone.
Okay.
Just go with it.
I was like, no, it's not. We have the easiest job. It's so awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla speed test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.